Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael ben Naftali Zichrono Livracha.
Bava Basra Daf Tesvov. The sugi starts on the bottom of Yudalit Amid Beis. The Gemara just brought the Sidron Shal Nevi'im, the Sidron Shal Ksuvim, and now the Gemara asks me Kosvan. Gemara goes through who's Kos of the Sfarim. You see in the Gemara, it's chashuv to know who's kos of the Sefer, the Gain, in the beginning of Mishle, where it says Mishle Shlaima. The Gain says, before you learn a Sefer, it's chashuv to know who's kos of the Sefer. Kifi the Kedusha, the person, Kifi the Chochma, the person. It's a different Sefer. As a Mela, that's why you have to know Mi Kosvan. A little bit of a Chiddush in the Torah. The Gemara asks Mi Kosvan Torah and says, Moshe, Acharim Mai Nafkimina, calls the Dvar Hashem. Is a bechina of mikosov. The Rice, it doesn't change what it says, because the saying is everything from Hashem. Before, because Moshe Rabbeinu was kosvan, is a maila, ulai, yesh lodin velidin. Refrek the Gemara mikosvan. As the Gemara brings down, that David kosov tilim ayidei asara skenim. As we already brought the Rashash, that the Rashash tells why over here, by all the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, the only one it calls Sefer is Sefer Tehillim. The other ones it doesn't call Sefer. As you could be Masber, there's a Medrash in the beginning of Tehillim, the Medrash Achatov in Tehillim, Kapitol Aleph. Moshe, that the Medrash says that what Moshe did, David did. David was Kilo Bechinas Moshe Shebedor. As it says, Moshe Nosen Lehem Chamisha Chum Shei Torah, Kenegdam Nasam Lam David Sefer Tehillim Sheyesh Bo Chamisha Sfarim. As Mavur, that Tehillim is Keneged the Sefer Torah. That's why it's Nischalik LeChamisha Sfarim. As Imken it's Zeh Geshmak. Why Tehillim is called Sefer? But it's Dumya to Sefer Torah. Be'emes David HaMelech was Neilad on Shavuos when the Torah was given. As Kilo, the person who gave the Chamisha Tilim was born on the day that was given the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. This is David is a Bechina of Torah. You could say different Pshatim in the Medrash. I'll be afraid to say that there's a Bechina of Torah Klapi Tefillah. As David is the Torah of Tefillah. As Kenega the Torah of Limud HaTorah, which is Chamisha Svarim. As who I did in the Torah of Tefillah, there's Chamisha Svarim. As this is the Bechina of David. There's also another Medrash in Tilim Yizma Aleph that says, Kol HaLoymed Torah, Kol HaLoymed Tilim is Kilu Loymed Torah. As this is Mishtayich to that Bechina. As that's the reason why it's called Sefer. This is number one. Number two, it says it was Kasev Sefer Tilim HaYedei HaSara Skenim. As in the Medrash Achatoiv in Tilim, Kapitel Aleph, there's a Safa on the Gemara. The Medrash brings down the Gemara. So when he told them that Shem was Tilim al Yadai, Azag the Medrash, Afilu Hachi Loi Nitkin Ela Yidei Davra Melech. Moshe Lechabur Shol Zamarim, Shaisen Mevakesh Eslem Eshvach Shol Melech. Amalem HaMelech, Kulchun Zakoyim, Kulam Zamarim, Kulchem Ruyim Loi Meshvachim, Ela Ish Ploidi, Ma Yidei Kulchem. As I want this one person to hear all your songs, and he should sing the songs for you. Shekoiloi Arev Yaisa Minakol. Because it's the sweetest to me when it comes out from him, even when he's singing your songs. Hadu Desiv Noyim Zmiras Yisrael. As the reason why Tehillim was Niskin Ayidei David is because when David was Meshabech, even when he sang the Shvachim of Adam Arishan, he sang the Zelba Tehillim that Adam Arishan said. When David says it, Koilo Yarif, it has an Arevus to it. As a Mela, that's why the Tilim, even though it's other people's, but it was all Niskin Ayyadei David, because when David did it, it was the sweetest. Yeah. This is a Limad Ladidan also, Shetayda Lacha, Kiyadua, from the Arachayim, the Dava Mosuk Takarish Bochu, more than Kol Shiris Malachim, is Shiris Basav Adam, because there's a Yetzahara, as the Dairis Amiskabra and the Yetzahara is Shailit. As it gets more and more sweeter, Kailos. As when we're saying David's Tillim or Tfilas, any Tfila, it's ma'od ma'od chaviv laKadosh Baruch Hu, b'frat when it comes b'chol alev with his rakshus. The Medrash in Tehillim continues, it was a said al yidei asar b'nei yadam, and kach nema b'asar emini zemer, 10 musical instruments, nisuach, nigon, mizmar, shir, tefillah, b'halal, as the famous Ramak has a sefer Pardes Rimonim, as in Ishar Rishon, he says that this is with nema yidei asar b'nei yadam, b'asar emini zemer, k'neged the yud sviris, that the Olam was Nivra, the Yun Anhagas, which are connected to Yun Mamaris, that the Olam was Nivra, the Saris Adibris in the Torah, the Lametcha, that somebody who says the whole Tillim is Koil Mitchilas Brias Olam Ad Soifai, is Koil Kol Anhagas Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is Ma'ale Mirayim Kulam. That is the Koyach of Tillim. So that's why I said, but dafka yidei asar b'nei yadam, asar amine zemba, lamed chod sheyesh bay ashlemo shal hakol. The Gemara continues, and it says, chizki v'siyato, the top of tesvav amir alef, v'kosro yishaya, mishlei shir ashirim v'koyheles. Tzarech bir, it says in the beginning of mishlei shir ashirim v'koyheles, who wrote it, shleima amelech. That's why we mean siyachesit to chizki yo. As Lachori the beer is, the Ravade, the Megillah was written by Shlaima, and people learned the Megillah. But who is Kaved and to Kisvei HaKodesh? That this is the Chav Dalet Svarim of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's was Chizkiya. That's a Misoy, the Briskirov says, to answer up a Rashi. Rashi Bayos says, Veni Yedeya Lamaloi Kosvo Yecheskel Ba'atzmai, the Navi Yecheskel, was written by Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, the Gemara says. Frekt Rashi, why didn't Yecheskel write it himself? Zok Rashi, im loy mifnei shaloy nitna levua li kosev b'chutz laretz. Efshe the mock of Rashi is, the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Chafei says that a Navi was not misnabin chutz laretz unless he started to be misnabin Eretz Yisrael, the way Rashi learns the Gemara. That's why by the Navi Yecheskel was Nisnab in Chutz Laretz. It says Terem, that he already had his Navua before. The Gemara says it on Yecheskel. It was a Chiddush, he was Nisnab in Chutz Laretz. There are Klal Navi's not Nisnab in Chutz Laretz. As even though the fact that he was Nisnab before, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, helps that he could have the Navua. Have you seen the Gemara? That the Gresta Maila is in Eretz Yisrael. As the Nitna Likosev, that wasn't given in Chutz Laretz. Befrat, Mishadar b'chutz laretz k'misha ein lo yelaka Gemar in Ksubis that the Ashra Shechina is not the same darga as when you're writing the Nevuah l'dayrus, as you want to do it in a zman, was the hechster darga of Ashra Shechina, k'day it should be written Ashra Shechina in chutz laretz, you don't have that darga. So that's a beer in Rashi. Zokt Rashi b'chein sefer d'niya shahoye b'goylo v'chein megillas Esther. They didn't write it right away, and that's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila wrote Megillas Esther. Frek the Brisker Rav, and in Seder Olam it says, Vayichtav, that Esther and Mordechai, Darshan Zaposik in Megillas Esther, they wrote the Megillah. They were the ones who wrote the Megillah, and they gave it to Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael was carried the Megillah already. Rashi Ella Megillah brings it down. As Frek the Brisker Rav, it's a stira. Over here is Mavur and Rashi, that Pida Gemara Betzem, that Megillah Esther was Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, because it's not neatly kosev b'chutz laretz. Harein Seder Olam, Uven Rashi Megillah says that it was written Ayidei Esther. I know she wrote it as a Megillah before. As the Biskur Rav Bois, over there in Hilchas Megillah Perik Beis, as is Das Svei Dinim. It's Da Din of Ksivas, Midin Kisvei HaKodesh, and it's Da Din Ksiva, Midin Megillah Esther. So then Ksiva Midin Megillas Esther, that was even before Mordechai already wrote it with Esther, and they wrote already the Megillah, and it was Kosher Lekriya. One did have a din of Kisvei Kodesh, that it became Kisvei Kodesh, Ayidei the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila. The Biskur Rav over there is Marech, and Chiluki Dinim between it, Ayin Sham. So Al Derech Zeh, you could say with Mishlei, and Shir Shirim and Koheles also. Avada, they had it before. Avada, they learned it before. But the shame kisei kodesh, that was done al yidei chizki of v'siyato. They were kosev b'tor kisei kodesh. The Gemara continues. Amama Yeshua kosev sifrei v'shmein upsukim shabataira. Tanya command the yama shmein upsukim shabataira Yeshua kosvan. The Tanya v'yamash al Moshe eved Hashem. Efshe Moshe kosev v'yamash sham. Moshe, is this two good size? Efshe Moshe mace v'kosev v'yamash al Moshe. Lefiza, you could learn the shiloh of the Gemara is a dead person can't write. In the Gemara in Menachos, the Girus of Daflami, the same Gemara, the Girus is different. Evsha Moshe Chai because of a Yomisha Moshe, as the Mashal Bayas is Mazber. Lefiza, the shiloh is Mishum Mechsi Keshikro. How could he write V'yom Hashem Moshe if he's alive? He wants to learn that Skrad of Pshat in our Gemara too. As Freg the Gemara Shaila, that's Mexica Shikra. How could Moshe write something that's Kilo Mexica Sheker? Ela Adkan Kosev Moshe Mikan Velech Kosev Yeshua. This is Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Kiveg is Mitzayin to the Gemara in Makis Yud Aleph that the Gemara says that Yeshua, Darshan Zaposik, that Yeshua is Kosev, is Sefer Divrei Elokim. The fear of Yehuda is going on the Torah, that Yeshua, he was Kosev the Torah. Amelarim Nechem, Yamelarim Shimon, Efshe Sefer Torah, Choser Achas Viksiv, Lakuach, Sefer HaTorah, Hazeh. Rashi Menachos is Mazbut, it's called the Sefer Torah. How could you call it a Sefer Torah if it's Choser Isachas? As this is a Mefurish Gemara, there are Paiskim Gdelim that clear if a Sefer Torah is Choser Isachas, if it's Posel Afilu B'di'eved. Over here is a Mefurish Gemara, which is Sefer Torah Choser Isachas. It's Posel. In fact, if the Shaila, if the Teichin Ha'inyan is clear, my nafkimin if it's Choser Isachas, the Igor is the Teichin Ha'inyan. The Ramban is Hakdama to Bereishis tells the Shaila. The Ramban says because Kol HaTorah Kula Shmaisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Betziruf Ois Yesav. Even though it's written as a story, but Betziruf Ois Yesav it makes out Shemus Hashem. As if a Sefer Torah is Chaser Isachas, as then the Shem Hashem won't be there. So that's why the Sefer Torah is possible. Vina Shvitz Mafurish Gemara, a Sefer Torah Chaser Isachas to Seishnishkin Sefer Torah. As Nos Frek Reb Shimon of Reb Yehuda, how could he say Lakoyach a Sefer HaTorah Hazeh if it was Choser Isachas? Yeah. You have to know what do the other Tanayim do with the Shaila of Reb Shimon. So Layef Shalach Shoiv, that they hold that Lamaisa at that time and point this chelik of Torah wasn't given yet. I knew the pasuk of Ayomus Moshe wasn't nimsa to Klal Yisrael because it didn't happen. The Ramban says in the beginning of Devarim that even though Kol HaTorah Kula was nimsa to Moshe Misinai, of the Mesira to Klal Yisrael was as it happened. At the word he gave all the stories before. He gave the story of the Meraglim before the Meraglim. Meaning he was makabel Kol HaTorah before. When the Messiah of the Klal Yisrael was as the story happened. As Kum Techois at that time, when Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer Torah and gave it to Shevet Levi, it still wasn't Nimsa to Klal Yisrael, the Parsha of Ayom HaShem Moshe. As that wasn't a Sefer Torah Chaser. As Reb Shimon holds, that being that eventually the same Sefer Torah would be with that, even now we wouldn't have a shame Sefer Torah without that. But that's the other Tanoim, you could learn that they held, being that that chelik of Torah wasn't Nimsa yet, it doesn't have a shame of a Sefer Torah Chasa yet. As that is Reb Shimon learned, La'ad kana Kodesh Baruch Hu Oimer, Moshe Oimer v'koisev. Mikan ve'eloch HaKodesh Baruch Hu Oimer u'Moshe koisev b'dema. As Kodem Kol, Shtein the Gemara Din, Umoisha Oimer Vekoisev. As Mikan is a mocker. when the Paiskim, that when a person is Kaisav a Sefer Torah, he should be Omer. Rashi Menachos, the Ritva Bayas, explains, because it helps a person, he shouldn't be Toya and Neksiva. However, it's Muchach in the Gemara, that this is an only a din, L'chatchila, it's not Makir B'diyevet, because the last eight psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu was Kosev B'li Amira. Zim Kain, you see, it's not Makir B'diyevet, V'chemuva B'paiskim, it's like not Makir B'diyevet, it's a din L'chatchila. This is one Nakut, you see a din to be Omer V'Kosev. And what was these eight psukim different? As the Ritva brings down, there's two Mahalchim in the Gemara. One Mahalch in the Gemara is Vilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymer V'Moishev Kaiseh B'dima. The Kavana is Mikan V'Elach Moishe didn't stay. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said U'Moishe Kaiseh B'dima Lefin Zeh means he was Mitztar Kol Kach, he couldn't be Oymer. That's what Rashi says in Menachos. Fi zeh, what's the raya? K'moy shenema lahalon, v'yom lem baruch, mipiv yikra alayis kol advarim ve'ela, v'ani koysev ala sefer b'diyai. As the raya from Yirmiyah is over there, it doesn't say that Baruch was Omer. Baruch was just koysev. As you see, that you could have a ksubim, a sefer with a koysev without an Omer. This is Lefi, the first Malach. As the Dem is a Siba, he was crying, he couldn't say the word. The second Malach, the Ritva brings from the Ramah, that Kaisev Edema means literally, he was Kaisev with his tears instead of using Diyai. The Yavitz Es on this, the Masha also brings down such a Pshat. The Yavitz Es, that the Loch is, you have to be Kaisev a Sefer Torah with Diyai. You can't write Bedema. As the Chayra, you have to say, was Chayra Shah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it should be written. The Masha says a Geshmak of Pshat, and why it's not Mechzi Keshikra Lefiza. But according to the first Pshat, why isn't it Mechzi Keshikra? You have to say, being that he was Mishana a little bit, it's not Mechzi Keshikra, it's a little bit of Ha'ara. L'Chayra, the Mechzi Keshikra is not Bizman HaKsiva, it's Bizman HaKriya Achakach also. In the Zman HaKriya Eichakach, how do you know if Moshe Rabbeinu said it or not? You have to say there was a Messiah in Klal Yisrael that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say it. And the reason why he did it different is that everyone should know it's not a Mechzi Keshikra. It's a little bit of a Dochuk. And the Masha says, if you the second Pshat, the Pshat of the Ramah, it's a little bit better. Why? It's not a Mechzi Keshikra. He says, Dema is something, he brings a raya, it doesn't last for a long time. Diyai lasts for a long time. Dema doesn't last for a long time. As that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, Kilu was Meramez in the Ksiva, that it's not Kilu, the Emes Lagamri, there's a Mechzi Keshikra. So that's why he was Kosev in an Oifen, She'ena Miskayim, like Sheker, She'ena Miskayim. However, Lefi, the second Pshat, that it's Kosev Bidema, then you have to know. So what's the raya? V'yom lem baruch, the Ritva asks, what's the raya from the pasuk? V'yom lem baruch mipiv yikra layas kol advar ma'ela. When he kaisav ala sefer bidyai. What's the raya from the pasuk? Hooray. What are we bringing? The Ritva says a pshat, it's doichiket ayin sham. That's the first chelik of the sugya, the shinui between the eight psukim and the rest. Rabbi the Seder Ksiva. The Gemara continues. Kaman oz lahod am Rav Yeshua barab am Rav Gidol am Rav Shmoinu psukim shebetayra yochid kaira oysan. This mahalach, this kama mahalachim in the Rishonim, what does it mean? Yochid kaira oysan. As Rashi by us, Tosis brings down, that it means that yochid is kaira, b'li havsaka, he has to read the whole Shmoinu psukim. As the Tiras Chaim brings down the Rashi, the Taisis, and he asked, why should it be that way? Why should you have to be Kairi all Shmoinu Psukim? One Shaila. Another Shaila, he says, when the Mishnah Megillah wants to say that by the Klolis you learn it all together, as it says, Ein mafsikin v'koirin be'echod, not v'loshen yochid. Echod, he says, is lafuke shtayim. Yochid is lafuke tzibur. As l'choir, it should have said, Echod koiri, not yochid. Boy, it should have said, Ein mafsikin, let's take a knech, it's a kachosim in a seifa. As the Teres Chaim wants me medayik from here, like the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Hichos Tfila, Lachavov, that learns pshat in the Gemara, different pshat. Yochid Kairo Isa means you don't need a kriya b'tzibur. The Ravid Shrais v'tzibur heichun halach. Kipshuta, he means balabatish, meaning it's not so practical. If the tzibur was there, where did they go? Yeah. Zokta Teres Chaim, this is the Poshul, Yochid Kairo Isa. This is the Dik of the Gemara, like the Rambam. But Frek the Grace of Shiloh on the Rambam, Frek Reb Chaim on the Rambam, what's the reason why by Kriya Satayra you need Asara? Because in Divra Shabakdusha, Pachas Me Asara. As Lachayra, this is also Taira, this is also a Dava Shabakdusha. As why should it be Pachas Me Asara? This is one Shiloh. As the Teres Chaim Bemis is the Shiloh, the Teres Chaim wants to say, being that it was kosher b'shinu, if it was kosher b'yeshua, b'ofim mishuna, as it has a lower level of divrei Torah, as the dvarim shebekdusha, it's pachas kedusha. It's a very big chiddush. V'oid frek de keren oira. The halacha is if you start a dava shebekdusha b'asara, keren oira is in the Gemara Menachos. If you start a dava shebekdusha, as even if you leave the shul, one person leaves the shul, you're allowed to continue. As what's shot in the Rambam, who cares if some people leave the shul, but you're allowed to continue. As he says, the nafkamina is if there's left less than a roiv, that halach is only by roiv. Does loshen yochid kai raisa? I mean, if there's only a miyut, filu hachiyu kai raisa. Be'efshal lahazbe a Rambam. And to answer up Rashi and Taisus is Pshat also, maybe you could be Mazbeh Ba'oifin Zeh. There's a Reb Chaim, not Reb Chaim Eres, this is a Reb Chaim Al Pishmua. What's the reason why Kriya Satayra is a din of Dava Shebekdusha? Why is it Chaluk? From all Limud HaTayra. Limud HaTayra, you're allowed, you don't have to do B'minyan. It's Kriya Satayra, is a Limud HaTayra. As why do you have to? Why does Rabbi Din in Dava Shebekdusha Pachas Me'asara? As the Emphid Reb Chaim, because it has a din. When we're doing Kriya Satayra, we're doing it midin Maimir Hasinai. It's kilu anaya Kabbalah Satayra. What different rayas? The sheet it has to be Bambida. Other rayas it says it should be Ayyadei Sirsur. Should I have someone standing there? Dumya de matan Torah. You need a third person to stand there. Taisus brings it down. As you see, Chazal will mashvet to Maimir HaSinai. As Maimir HaSinai was a Dava Shebekdusha. As a Mele, who adin, Kriya Satayra, as a din of a Dava Shebekdusha, that you need Asara. As the Fidus Reb Chaim, you can answer the other Reb Chaim's Kasha with a Chiddush. Be'emes, like we saw in the Ramban, the Dvarim that were Nimser to Moshe, as even though he was Makabal Kol HaTorah in HaSinai, but the Mesir the Klal Yisrael was step by step as it happened. As Bishleim of the rest of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Mesir to Klal Yisrael. But this Chelik of Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make a Mesir to Klal Yisrael. He didn't learn this Chelik of Torah to Klal Yisrael. Because it's merci. How could he teach it to Klal Yisrael? As the Gemara answers in the Seder HaKsiva, he did the Seder HaKsiva b'shinui. But the Gemara doesn't speak about his limud to Klal Yisrael. There's a makom to be medayik that in the Seder that he in the Seder limud he took it into a Seder limud to Klal Yisrael. Im kinam advarim, I say you could say ba'ifin zeh. That the din of Dvarim Kibakdusha is considered as a din of Maimir HaSinai. Bishleima, what Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael afterwards, As that's a hemshech of Maimon Har Sinai. And who are they when we're making a Kriya Satayr? It's a hemshech to the Mesirah Satayr of afterwards of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Mishtayich to Maimon Har Sinai, which was Al Yedei Moshe. But this chelik of Taira, Ki'ilu, wasn't given Al Yedei Moshe. As Lefi Zeh, you would learn, Afilu Temer Reb Shimon, Hoyl Vishtanu Ishtanu, Rashi says the Shinui is that it was Kosev Bedema. Yeah, the Torah Chaim says a different pshat lefi the Rambam. Hoyel v'shtanu v'shtanu doesn't mean the ksiva bedema. The ksiva bedema is a simin that you see this din of Torah was chalik from other dinei Torahs. It has other chalukei dinim too. It's a shtanu. It's a simin that there's something mishuna, not the ksiva bedema it's mishuna. As you could say, who adin the other shinuyim of the shayrish is that. In the Mesirah of Klal Yisrael, it was a different kind of a Mesirah. As Im Kinam Advarim, as that would be a Mahalach to answer, Rashi says, Ye Eimav Sikin. Why you Eimav Sikin? Trek the Teres Chaim, why shouldn't you be Mavsik? But if you say this is an Andrechefs of Torah, Kiilu, there was a Chelik of Torah that was Nimsa Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. And then there's a chelik of Torah that was Nimsa Yedei Yeshua. As then, as the Chzei Gishmak, being there's an under chelik of Torah, Zavad, it's Torah Hashem and Torah Moshe, but it's an under chelik of Torah, as a Mela, we don't want to be mafsik in middle to vise that it's one sefer of Torah miyuchad b'fnei atzmai, one chatich of Torah b'fnei atzmai. As being that it's one chatich of Torah b'fnei atzmai, as a Mela, we're loy mafsikin. To vise that it's one chelik of Torah. Oh. This is the Gemara. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that Eitan Azrachi Zehu Avram. Azakta Marshah, he brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yir Aleph. Yerech Tishrei is called Yerech Eitanim. Shebehen Neilid Eitani Oilam Na'avis. As the Tzaddik says that Eitan is Milashan Chizik. A metcha that the Avis were Akshanim. That's where they were Matzliach. And if you want to know the Sheirish of that Slacha, they held shtak in all the Nisyanis. They held shtak in their Emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They held shtak in their Avodah. That's the shame of Eitan. Ezrachi Kosev Isfarim Akdoshim Alev Zorach. And the Nakud of Avram Avinu was, he was mafasim the Emunah in Klal Yisrael, the Emunah of Hashem Echad, Veinoi Mulvada, he was Shoyved Avodah Zarah of his father. He convinced everyone not to be Maimon b'Avodah Zarah, only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he was the one in the world that made the Aleph, the Hashem Echad, be Nikr in the Olam, the Or, the Gilui of Hashem Echad, was the Gilui of Avram Avinu. That's why he was called Eitan Ezrachi. Then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara goes into Sefer of Iyov. The Gemara's Marech, who Iyov was he a Yid, was he a Goy, and what time was Iyov? As Teicha Dvarim, the Gemara brings down, Rava Amma Iyov Bimei Miraglim Haya, Ksivacha Isha Yeberetz Utz, Iyov Shmai, Ksivacha Mayesh Ba Eitz. Like the Gemara, Midami Hachuud, Satzamei, Tzachi Kama, Moshe Yisrael, Yeshna Lo Adam, Loisei Adam, Sheshneisav Aruchais Ke'etz, Umegin Al Doiroi Ke'etz. As Mavur in the Gemara, that a Tzadik is Nimshel to an Eitz. Azag the Marsha, that's what we say in Mizma Shili Yoy Mashabbos. Tzadik Ketomav Yifroch. Masha'inkein v'shayim animshal to an esav, like it says over there, that the esav is something that it grows, and then it dies. V'zehu, there's no longer an esav. Of a ilan, stays in the karka miyir liyir, lives a very long time. Even if you chop it off, gizay machlef, it comes back. Especially eitz tamar, if you see the way eitz tamar is it grows one level, and then the next year it grows another level. The next year it goes another level. Thus is it sat. The more he lives, the more he adds. Thus is the Hadgasha. What is it? Tzaddik Adam Sheshnoisa Varuchais Keitz B'schus, that every year he adds in Avodas Hashem and he's constantly growing. As Yizeicha, that his years should grow. Kilu, there should be a continuation of his years. Megan Aldeire Keitz, Mashal explains the Mashal is because the Eitz is Metzel. On what's tachtov, as who adin a tzaddik, someone who's tachas a tzaddik, as he's making a love. As the Gemara continues, the Gemara on Tesvav Amid Beis. As the Gemara says, "Misive chasid haya beumas ha'olam ve'ir shmai v'loy ba la'olam ela kedei lekabel scharai." Ve'hevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu alav yisun hisul mescharif u'megadif ve'kafal Hakadosh Baruch Hu scharai ba'olam hazeh de letardai ve'olam haba. As the shaila is. When it says, V'loi ba'lo olam ela kedei lekabel scharai, what is it talking about? As the Masha says, learns, that it's going on umaysa olam. V'loi ba'lo olam ela kedei lekabel scharai means ba'olam hazeh. Behelem divrei ha-Masha, you could learn differently. You could learn the first chelik of the memra, V'loi ba'lo olam ela kedei lekabel scharai, is Bemes every tzaddik is loy bala ilam ela kedei lekabel scharai. As Yidua, the Mesilas Yesharim Tchila Sifrei, which Yidua the Shayri Shabai, they bring down is from the Arizal himself, that a person is Nivra kedei lekabel schar l'sanik ba'olam haba. As chosid haya ba'umas ha'olam, as being that he was a chassid, like Bala Olam, Ela Kedei Lekabel Scharai, Memes, every chassid, his Iker Tachlis is Kedei Lekabel Scharai. Not that that's his Tachlis in Avodas Hashem, but that was Hashem's Tachlis in being Bairiyim. But over here, there was a problem. Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olav Yisurim, Hischol Mecharif U'Megadif. As over here, he was Pagim. As therefore, kafal HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharai ba'olam hazeh kedei letardai min ha'olam. As whenever a person is not zeicha to go la'olam haba, ha'bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mefakeh aschal kol berga. As the Meila HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give him his scharai ba'olam hazeh. As thus is the lashon kafal HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharai. Meaning, be'emes, he did mitzvahs. And all mitzvahs that a person does, anyway he was eichel the peiros ba'olam hazeh. But being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to eat up his schar of Olam Haba and not even get the keren, as thus is kofolay HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharay ba'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give him more schar, even the keren, ba'olam hazeh kidei letardai min ha'olam. Masha says thus is the bechina of mishalim schar panov, mishalim schar al panov la'avidai. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gives schar to Rishayim from the mitzvahs that they do in Olam Hazeh, kedei letardam in Olam Haba, that they shouldn't get it la Olam Haba. As many times you see a Rasha, someone you know is not, as he steals, he does Averus, Nos, Vechule, and he has it very good in this world. As David HaMelech says, Al tiskane b'mireim, you shouldn't be mekane. Birayim. Why? Because when I'll come to the yomim of a lasid lavoi, as then I'll be maven akol, which is really the shir of mizmashili yom haShabbos. When you see a rasha, which is mafriach, he's kama yesev. It's a little bit in this world, but tzadik ketama yifrach. When you see his chal loylam haba, and you see what happens to the rasha loylam haba, as then you'll understand everything. As thus is with Iyov. This is kilu a geder of a kim of this inyan. As the Gemara has a machlokes, the Gemara says Tanoi. The Gemara brings Tanoim different times that Eiv was. As the Gemara fears Zeus. V'kula Tanoi sfirlu de Eiv mi Yisrael have. Levar mi yesh oimrim. Why? Disakadaitach mi umas oilam have. Basa de shachiv Moshe. Mi shal yeshrin alayvi kachovim, v'ama ma bikash Moshe shalai tish yeshrin alayvi kachovim v'nasun lai, shenema v'flino ani v'amcha. Dahainu. Everyone has to hold his yid, because according to the other Tanaim, he was after the Zman of Moshe. And after the Zman of Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was inspired that there shouldn't be Nevi'im by the Goyim. So how could there be a Navi by the Goyim? It must be that he was a yid. And in this Gemara, you see a Gevaldige Hadgosha. When the Gemara wants to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalel, that there shouldn't be nevuah by the Goyim, the Gemara says, Mishar Yeshchina al Oivet Kerchovim. The Gemara calls the Indian of nevuah Hashrad Shchina. It's something that you find in other places also. In the Gemara in Moed Katan Chafei, when the Gemara wants to say there's no nevuah in Chutz Laretz, the Gemara says, Mi kashra shchina b'chutz laretz. Zezel b'vachin of Chutz Laretz, Goyim, kilu. Not b'gdusha, over there, there's no hashra shchina. By Yirmiyah Perek Memhei, when it wants to say that Yirmiyah wasn't zeicha to nevuah because of the chate adar, as it say, he was loy zecha l'mnucha. As Rashi explains, what's menucha? Zach Rashi, he was loy zacha shenachal av hashchina, that he should be a darg of a navi. Navi means that there's a darg of hashra hashchina. As mikan is a makar, we already spoke about, we learned the Gemara before, and Yedala and Mebeis is a chilik between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. What's the chalukim between Nevi'im and Ksuvim? So we brought that Nevu is a higher darga of Kodesh Baruch Hu being megala to the person, and Ksuvim is a lower darga. The Rambam in Mayer Nevuchim, the Ramban, it's also Radak in the beginning of Tilim. It's a lower darga of Nevuah. The Radak uses a Shprach, one's Nevuah and one's Ruach HaKodesh. Oh. The Shail is everything's coming from Hashem. What's the difference? What does it mean at lower darga? As the Turi Evan in Megillah and Dav Gimel, and the Gemara says that Daniel's not a Navi, as the Turi Evan says he is Soid. That Nevuah is Bashra Shechina. Masha'en Kain, Ksuvim is Ruach HaKodesh, it isn't with Hashra Shechina. It could be Al Yedei Malach, it could be there's an Ezer, V'Siyu Eloka, but it's not Hashra Shechina. It's Mamish Meduyik in the Gemara, like the Turi Evan, that the Yisoid of Nevuah is when it happens Al Yedei Hashra Shechina. That's why Ein Nevuah B'Chutz Laretz, and Chutz Laretz is no Hashra Shechina. Fi zeh, you can be masbid the of the Yisoid. We saw from the Rabbeinu Bechaye, the Radak says in the beginning of Tilim 2, in his Agdama, that one of the differences bepoil between Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, that a Navi, when he was misnabe, as it was bottle his chushe haguf, Masha'en came, by Ruach HaKodesh, it's not nisbatel chushe haguf. What's the chilek? Fi the Turi Evan, which we're being medayik in the Gemara, is doch zeh a gishmak. Meaning when there's Hashra Shechina, as the guf is bottle, the gufnius is bottle. He's mispasher a guf. Masha'en Kain, by Ksuvim, which is Ruach HaKodesh, over there's no bittle to the Nyani HaGuf. He's betoich HaGuf. And he gets a siyua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maisa, you see, it's called Menucha when a person has Nevuah. I mean, the rest of Menucha of a person is Hashra Shechina, and the Shechina is Shaira on him. As Nevuah, Be'emes is a Shleimus and a Dargah. of Avodas Hashem, to read Kilo the Spitz Madrega of Ashrua Shechina La Adam, that he's misnabe from Hashem, Kilo Hashem Shoyer on him, to Megalatim Dvarim. Be'emes, the whole Avodas Hashem is Lagia La Ashrua Shechina. We should be a Merkava to the Shechina. Nevuah is, he's Kol Kach Karev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal Al Yodai. This is the kilo, the oimik of a Navi. It's the Spitz Darga. And that's why there's Dargas of Nevuah. Ki Yadua, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Zeicha to Spaklar Yahami'ira. The Rambam in his Agdama, the Ovis says, being that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Klila Milus Bemidois, he was the Anav HaGadol Mikol Adam, as Mamele, he was Zeicha to the highest Darga of Nevuah by Spaklar Yahami'ira. Mashengin Shar Nevi'im, that weren't on the Darg of Midas of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't get the Gilui so clear. Lefi zeh, it's gewaldik. Nevuah is Ashra Shechina. As kefi the tikun Midas of Adam, then he's a makom that's roi l'Ashra Shechina. Befrat, the Gemara in Saita, it says that by a bal gaiva einanu v'choylun lodo be'echad, it chases away the Shechina, the Midah of Gaiva. As Moshe Rabbeinu, the Spitz Anav, had the Spitz Ashra Shechina, as Mameli was Zeicha to the Spitz Darg of Nevuah. Mashenkin other Nevi'im, that they weren't as rain in Midas, as Mameli they weren't Zeicha to that Darg of Nevuah. Vimkinim Advarim in the Havana, as thus is a Yisoid Gadol, not only for Nevuah, but for any Gilui Shechina, any Kirvas Hashem, it's totally on the Midas of a person, it's totally on the Milas Adam, that's the Darg of Kirva. This is the get of Derech Eretz Kodma L'Taira, Mishakoyis, as his Taira is Mistalik. Because Kutcha Brichova Raisa Chadhu. When a person's learning Taira, it's a level of Ashra Shechina, a lower level of Ashra Shechina, but it's also Gvisser Daga, Gvisser Mos, Kutcha Brichova Raisa Chadhu. As Lemela Kefi is Rainkite in Midis, as that's the Rainkite that is Zeicha. As the Zemi Salima, the Nevuah is kilo, the Spitz Dalga of Kirvas Hashem. Aba Bibchina Ktanemizu is any Kirvas Hashem, any Gilui. This is also kilo, Hamrein goes with the similar Klolim. So this is the Lima that we see in the Gemara, that Nu is called Hashra Shechina, but Kama Vekam in Yonim Lefize. Mashar brings down that they ask a question that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal that it wouldn't be Shaira Shechina, Shaira Nevuah Nagoyim. Hare Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal right by the Chet HaEgel and Parshas Kisisa. Hare Bilam was misnabe afterwards. She brings down a Rishon as the Shaila. Abazok the Mashar betuv tam vidas, if you medayik the Lashon of the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara is. After Mises Moshe Mishar Yeshchina Loivid Kachavim, Zogdum Ashar, it's Meduyik in the Gemara, the Bakosha of Moshe was only after Ptirasai, not Bizman that he was Chai. As Bilam was alive when Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, as then it was Shaykh Tevashra Shechina. But the other Nevi'im that the Gemara is talking about that were alive after Moshe Rabbeinu was dead, as then it must be that they Yisraelim, and they're not Goyim. The Gemara continues, Am Reb Yechanan Darish Shal Iyav Shatav Vizim Mahaya, Shenem Mahin Atem Kulcham Chazisem, V'lam Ezeh Hevel Tivolu, that you're all looking, V'lam Ezeh Hevel Tivolu. Tzarech Bir, you want to say the Shatav Vizima, as it should have said, Ha'atem kulchem, oivre, megala arayis, mezanim. Why does it say the Lashon of Chazisim that you're looking? In this Gemara, you see a gracious side that you could bring a raya from the fact that they're mistakel to the fact that they're shotif bezima. Be'emes, you could explain it two ways. You could explain the Gemara that the Gemara means literal. A Shatav Bezima doesn't have to mean Giloy Harayis. Somebody who looks and that's nizdig things he's not supposed to look at, that's also called Shatav Bezima. Be'emes, the Etzem Meis itself is Regayim. that the looking at it could go on for hours. As the shotif bezima is not only from the gufa maisa, but it's from the whole kilu darum and darum of the maisa. As fakad from looking, you could be much more isaac in it, you could be much more shotif in it. As a lotion of shotif bezima that you find by ria, ayil taina, but it says zima. Amakiyadua, the Mesilas Yesharim brings down that ria of dvarim she'enam tznuim, nos is begeder of znusay naim. As does say shotif bezima, it's a maisa znus of the naim. It's nusay the ever abris, and it's nusay naim, being mistakel, the makoimish, that you're not supposed to be mistakel. Thus is the thus is the Avera. If you would want, you would say, you could also say that the Gemara means Shatu Bezima means Barayas. What the Gemara means is because somebody who's looking will zicha come to do the Avera. This is a Dava Bar, if he's looking at women all the time, as he's going to come to do the Avera. As thus is the word Chazisem. As you know, that if you kulam chazisim, if you're always looking, you know he's not holding by kedusha. It's the other way of learning the Gemara. Iksiv shuvi shuvi ashalam shuvi shuvi nechzebach. Avu in the Gemara, chiddush. This is what the umas ha'olam are tining to klag yisrael. As pashtis, one drush of my mechazal is they tell him, come, and we'll make you ministers in the government. We have a president that likes to have Jews in the government. This will make you head of the government. And Klal Yisrael answered back that Cholos Machanayim, any covet you could give us is not as high as the Degolim, being an officer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one pshat. Ablafi the Gemara over here, it comes out another pshat. V'nechzi b'chol, istakel b'noshim. Shuvi l'tayrasenu v'tizani imanu. Nainu the goyim want to tell the yidden to be mistakel b'nashim. As how do the goyim sell the yidden to be mistakel b'nashim? They open up stores that sell iPhones. As then you can mistakel b'chol nashim shabaylam. As mevuah over here, this is an assign of Klal Yisrael. Ma'oid, ma'oid, ma'oid. We could understand this Nisayin of Gemar Yimayis HaMashiach. The Goyim created an invention that you could stare B'chol Te'eva Sheba'ilam, things that a person can never come to see such Znus, such Tumah, he can have in the palm of his hand wherever he wants. This is the Spitz Madrega, the Nisayin of Nechzeboch. They want to sell you that you should look. And they know that if there's one thing that takes away from Taira Kedosha, thus is Taiva says Nus, like by the Chet of Baal Pa'ar, they said they will ma'ira them to be Mizane, and then they said, we won't be Mizane unless you're Oivir Avodah Zarah. I know by Yid, many times you see people going off, it's because they don't believe in Yiddishkeit. They believe in Yiddishkeit, but they want things that Yiddishkeit asks. As a Mela, they can't be Yidden because they want it too strong. As if you're ma'ira, the taiva says nus, that's what causes people to go off. As the key to getting yidden to be like the goyim and go off is nus. Thus is nechse. As thus is the gevaldik yigili of Shlomo HaMelech, which you could see b'chush b'ador shalanu, how many people go off from watching things that they shouldn't watch, from looking at things they shouldn't be looking at. As mikan is ramiz, this Indian, this Nisayan, in the Medrash that says by Yosef, that the Nisayanis that Yosef went through, Asad Lava, the Yidden are going to go through before they come to see. And it's just like Yosef had a Nisayan with Eshes by Tifera and his in Yanik Kedusha. As before Klal Yisrael come back, they'll have big Nisayanis in the Yanim of Kedusha. And the Friya de Gedairis, as you had to have an Isha to be Ki'ilu, give you the Pituyim and to be Mu'ayru you. Bizman Hazeh, the Yetzirah was Meshachlel with modern technology. What one Isha I'll be Menasseh you as? I can be Menasseh with 100 of the most gorgeous women in the world. And you can have them in any Tzura you want and watch them. Taif. Abel Elusha Meshaskim and Oimden Al Nisayin. Kefi Goydel HaNisayin, Lefum Sar Aga, the Sar is great also, the Schar is, Kefi Goydel HaTzar, Kach is Nisgadel HaSchar. Somebody who's Mischazik and Oymer and Mischazik on this Nakuda, as he Zeicha to the Schar HaGodel, and Kimuvan, being that Yemois HaMashiach, the Schar is Ein L'Tayer V'Ein L'Shayer, as a male of the Nisayin is before, you have to earn it. As this big Nisayinus, this is what's in this Ram is in the Pasuk of Shir HaShirim. The Nisyanis that we're going to have before. So even to be Mechazik, this Nakuda, Shmir, Seinayim, and these in Yanim, there's a Gemara Menachas, Mem Gimel, a famous Gemara, that brings down that there was once someone that heard about a Zayna, B'Krachei Yam, and he went to be Mezana with her. He traveled over the Yam, and he paid her a tremendous amount. And he was there, and she had Zayin Mita. She took off her clothing. She went to the top. She was waiting for him as he was climbing, and he was makabal on himself to be makran amitzis sitzis, as he didn't take off his sitzis. As when he was climbing, the sitzis above it tov chay al panav, reminded him of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As he jumped off the bed, he went to the bottom. As the Isha, the Zayna, she was startled. No one ever came, and then wasn't Mizana. She went down. She asked him, did you see anything wrong with me? He says, no, I haven't seen a gorgeous lady like you in the whole world. Aber, I have sitzis. And that was Oymen in front of me that I couldn't. Yeah. My man Musker, how did he know we're dressed? Stummy had an iPhone. You could find out everything, right? Oh, Mavina Shri, he was Miskabra on his Nisayan. And he went back. As he went back to his yeshiva, she was so impressed by him. And she sold everything. Shlishi had to give to the government. The government wouldn't let her. Shlishi gave to Staka, and Shlishi took with her. She went to where his yeshiva was, and she came to the yeshiva. As a bacha came down, and a bacha asked, what do you want? She says, she wants the Rosh Yeshiva. So Bacha went up to the Rosh Yeshiva. Could you imagine the tumult he made? The biggest Zayin in the world is here by the front door. How does he know she's the biggest Zayin in the world? He had an iPhone also, Miss Tama. As he went to the Rosh Yeshiva and he says, look who's here. As the Rosh Yeshiva comes down, what could I do for you in the yeshiva? Like, what are you doing here? she tells him the story. And he says, Lech Schi B'mekecha. Azok the Gemara, that even though she sold it properly, but the Zayin Mita she didn't sell. Oisei Mita she hitziyu loy be'isa, hitziyu loy be'heter. V'loy oid. If he would have gone, he would have paid her money, loads of money to be Mizana once. And now she took all her money, even though it was only a third that was left. But unfortunately, she did a lot of good business. There was plenty of money left. So all her money, and she brought it to him. Beloy oid, it would have been one time. Now she was his wife. And this Moisef the Gemara, Zes choroi la'olam hazeh, la'olam habal achas kama v'kama. This Gemara is for people that nisyanis of bizman hazeh, we have such nisyanis in front of us, such rias in front of us. Let's try to remember this Gemara. It's hard to be mischazik. But if we're mischazik and we don't look, anything you give up by not looking, you're going to get in this world. V'loy oid, this is in this world. You imagine the schar la'olam haba, Yadua from the Goyin and Evan Shleimer brings that kol hanah that you take be'isser, if you'll control yourself and you won't take it be'isser, Hashem will give it to you a different surah in Olam Hazeh. B'zeh schara l'olam hazeh, l'olam haba, alachas kama v'kama. You never lose by not looking. Many people have lost by looking a lot. From not looking, you never lose. You only gain. And ein l'tayer v'ein l'shayer, what there is to gain. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Vayhi ayoyim Gemara goes in the darshans the psuk in the beginning of Iyov. Vayhi ayoyim vayovu bnei elokim v'siyasev al Hashem v'yom v'gam asotan b'toychon. So which yom is it? As the Teres Chaim brings down, it was the yom of Rosh Hashanah. He brings it from the Zaya. And that's the yom where the satan is makachik. Vayom Hashem al satan mein tavoy v'yana satan am lefan erbani shalom shatati b'chol oylam kuloy. V'lai matzah sinemon kavdecha avram. As the Teres Chaim says, "Machodesh de Gavshat in the Gemara, Shein Abshat," it means he brings the Medrash that in every dar there has to be 30 stikim b'Avram k'Avram. As he says, "Shatati b'kol olam kuloi v'loy matzasi neman k'avdocha Avram." This dar I couldn't find them. The Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him back, "Asamti libi al Abdi Iyov. He's the Bechinas Avram shebedar hazeh." He brings Rayas, the Pidyevet, Amol. If there's one tzaddik, as he could be matzal kol olam. Brings the raya from Isaiah. The Isaiah says that when there was one dar that Hashem was koyas, that they didn't have 30 tzaddikim, and they saw that there was Reb Shimon, as it saved the dar. Yeah. Just under pshat in the Gemara. And that's how he's mazbin the hemshech of the Gemara. Ayin sham. The Gemara says, lo matzatzi neman kavdecha Avram. As if we want to say the godless of Avram, as what would we say? Akeda, Mila, Kifshana Esh, they throw in the Kifshana Esh. What does the Gemara say? Shamata kum visalik baritz larchul arachva ki lachar nena. Bafilu achi b'shashalai matzo makom likver asara. Lahir acha midasecha. The godless of Avram was he was lahir acha midasecha. Chayadas is the godless of Avram. As the Chayvus Avavu speaks about that over here, you see that he doesn't bring this Gemara, but you see a grace of your sight that the godless of Avram is the Lahir Acham Midasecha, Kolan Yisyonis, all the Tzaras, and he still was Maimin Betuvas Hashem. Thus is the Spitz in Avodas Hashem, the Dara Midbar, what was there falling in this Nakuda, even Moshe Rabbeinu. Beginning of Parshas Va'era, Ayin Rashi, the Ramban, it was a tiny, it was Hirachami Desav, because he saw bad things happening. But the obvious, Avram, his reinkite was, he was Nemon Lagamri, even when things didn't understand, it was hard for him, as he was Makabal HaKol. Thus is Oyavav, Geseis HaShemesh Bigvur Asai. The Gemara Darshins, that's on the Nelovim Ve'inom Olvim. Rather, why Kaseis HaShemesh B'Gvurasai? Balitosis ala Teira Durim say, because the Levana said, Eine Roi L'Shtei Malachim, to be in one, to be together. The Hashem made the Levana smaller. What did the Shemesh say? When the Levana says, Eine Roi L'Shtei Malachis L'Shtamesh B'Keser Echad, he was quiet. As who is the first Nela V'Eino Oilev? The Shemesh. That's why a Nela Ve'enu Oilev Ischar is Oyavav Kiseis HaShemesh B'Gvurasai. He lights up. Like we saw, what's the word of Seis HaShemesh B'Gvurasai? The Okdusha V'Hashrosh Shechina, which is Shaira, is Kol Kach Godol. It's Meir Es Kol HaOilam. Nahainu, somebody who's Makabal the Xeris of Hashem, when it's hard for him, when it's Keneged is Rotzim. This is the Spitz Madrega. This is the highest level. And what's the Lashon of the Gemara? Avdi. And Batul Mevutu Lagamri. Kol Kulay Shel Hashem. That's the highest level of Avdus. This is the godless of Avram. Lahir Achamidoisai. Vulai, you could say that when the Gemara was knocked at his 10th Nisayan, Enochinami was Kail, all 10 of them together. The godless was after all the Nisyanis, including the last Nisayan. He was Lahir Achamidoisai. Efsha. Oh, you can learn Kipshuta, even the last Nisayan itself. Das Kufa Lahir Achamidoisai, Bisfrat, this man of Tsar, Kfiras Kurasara, just not going. And Lahir, not even talk Chas Vashal Madiba for sure not, but I feel a hearer. The Idach Gisa, we see Lamayt Kol HaGadlus Shel Iyov, but all the Nifla D'Gamaisim Tovim that he did. But in this Nakuda, he wasn't able to be Aymed. The first time he was Aymed, but the second time when he had Yisurim, It was maskal l'charef u'l'gadif. It was l'mois kol gadla shel Iyuv. But this nakuda of Avram, he wasn't able to be oimiran, to be mashva. This is the shpitz shpitz gadlus. Va'oyevav kisei shashemesh bigvu rasai. The ones who makavel all the gzeres of Shemayim. And not maharer, and they're mamshich and they avoid this Hashem, b'chizik b'koyach gadol, like Avram did. You see, Avdi Avram, we all have it inside of us, we're all banim of Avram, we must chazik in this nakuda, b'ez Hashem, we all should be zeicha to be oyavav, kiseis Hashemesh b'gburasai.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.